Y'all gotta go live somewhere else. I ain't dealing with this bullshit. Y'all too stupid for me. Sorry, you're just dumb as fuck.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently need a roadside assistant?
Yeah.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yep.
May I have your first name, please?
Cheryl Hill.
Can you spell it for me?
C-H-E-R-Y-L. And then last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
In the case we get disconnected, what would be a good callback number for you?
719-358-0896.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with your provider information and how long it will take them to get to you?
Sure.
Messages and data rates may apply. May I have that policy number?
I can't give it to you because my daughter locked my fucking keys in my car, so I can't get in my car to get my insurance information.
Okay, so you would need to reach out to the insurance company to obtain that information?
Hold on. Let me just add them on the call. Hold on
okay.
one second.
That's
fine. I don't want to back and forth.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Gracias por llamar a Fred Loya Insurance. Su llamada puede ser grabada para garantizar la calidad.
Thank you for calling Insurance Services. This is Brenda. How can I help you?
Hey, my name is Cheryl Hill. I have y'all's roadside assistance on the line. They need my policy number. I can't give it to them because my keys are locked in my car.
Okay. What is the phone number in your policy?
719-358-0896.
96. Okay, one moment. And it's Cheryl?
Yes, Cheryl Hill.
Okay. All right. All right. Are you ready for the policy number?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the policy number is 68405-909-271.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye.
Ms. Yes. Hill, for security purposes, can you verify the address that we have on the policy?
2720 Vickers Drive, apartment 231, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80918.
And can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about? I'm sorry, your phone was breaking up. I didn't hear you.
06 Ford Explorer.
And what color is that vehicle?
Brown.
And you say you locked your keys inside the vehicle?
Yeah, my daughter did, yes.
And
how? Huh?
And are the keys visible to you?
Yeah.
All right. So I do have to advise that anything that we do today is going to be an out-of-pocket expense.
So what?
Anything that we do for you today is going to be an out-of-pocket expense.
Why?
You're only allowed one service per every 90 days.
Oh, when was the last time I used it?
I'm not sure.
What? I haven't used it. So when's the last time I used it?
You would have to ask your insurance company. We're not able to see that. It's just prompting me that
I haven't even had insurance for a while. So.
I'm not sure. You may want to call them back and put them on line with us again. And
hold on. Let me just get them on the line again. Give me 1 second. Damn, it's always something with they raggedy ass fucking insurance. Hold on.
Quality assurance. Gracias por llamar a Fred Loya Insurance. Su llamada puede ser grabada para garantizar la calidad.
Damn.
For calling Insurance Services, this is Brenda. How can I help you?
Hello, Brenda. This is Cheryl again.
Hello.
Guys, people, and now they're saying, oh, well, it's going to be out of expense for us to come unlock your car because you can't use it for every 90 days. I said, well, when's the last time I used it? Oh, I don't know. I can't tell. You might want to call them back. So can you let us know when's the last time I used my roadside assistance since all of a sudden it just don't work?
I don't think I have that information here. I can double check.
Yeah,
because we don't keep track of when
today.
You use the roadside assistance, so I don't think so, but let me double check. I thought I should have that information, but let me... okay, let me check with... actually, let me just check with my manager and see if we have access to see that or see who does. Do you mind if I place in a brief hold while I do that? Let me just call her.
Just to see are you still on the line, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello.
The assistance lady, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for holding. So I was just checking, and no, we don't have access to see when was the last time you used your roadside assistance. The claims department might have access to see that. Do you want me to transfer you to them so they can check?
I'm confused on how nobody knows, but she can tell me that I can't use it, but don't nobody know shit. You don't think that's
we don't. I'm not sure. We don't deal with, you know, claims or roadside assistance. We don't have access to see any of that, so I'm not sure. But maybe claims has access to see that information. I'm not sure, but we can try.
So I guess So how do I use the roadside assistance then? If they're telling me one thing, nobody knows anything. Like the lady's literally saying she don't know. She just wants me to pay out of pocket just to get it over with.
So I'm just telling you what I can see on my end, and it just states that anything we do for you today is going to be an out-of-pocket expense due to you being above your service limit. You're only allowed one service per every 90 days, which is 2,160 hours.
Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me when I used it, so it's no good.
Because we're just
no good.
We're just emergency roadside, ma'am.
So basically, I just need to get some new insurance then. Is there any way I can cancel out my policy that I paid for today and so I can go somewhere else?
To cancel the policy, you would have to come into the office. But do you want me to transfer you to claims? They might be able to check for you.
Sure, ma'am. Okay. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't have a life. I, you know, I just want to stay on the phone with Fred Loy all day, you know?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Give me 1 second. Let me see if they can check for you. One moment.
Bad. Online gets really bad. Yeah, I ain't stranded no fucking way. Stupid, what are you gonna do, mother? Tell me that you can't use it, but I can't.
I'm sorry, it's not there for quality and training purposes. A call from a monitor to record it. How may I help?
Yeah, what up? I got y'all people on the line who supposedly deal with y'all roadside assistance, supposedly. And she's supposedly saying, I just reinstated my insurance today, and she's saying that I can't use my roadside assistance because I've used it within 90 days, which I don't know when. And she said that she can't tell me. The people at Fred Loya said they can't tell me when's the last time I used it. Nobody can tell me nothing. They just basically said, hey, just pay out of pocket and just be done with it. So they connected it to me, to you, to see if maybe you could tell me, because no one who works for your company knows what's going on exactly.
Hmm. And you said you have them on the line?
Yeah, she's on the line. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Give me one second. So what is your policy number, ma'am?
What's my policy number, ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am, can you give her the policy number?
Yes, 684-059-09271.
Thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Cheryl Hill.
And from Emergency Road Service, what is your name, ma'am?
Fatima, F-A-T-I-M-A.
Okay. Ms. Hill, may I have you verify your address and the date of birth, please?
31 Colorado Springs, Colorado 80918.
And date of birth?
9/26/88. Where's my birth?
Fatima, so are you from Emergency Road Service? Are you like from the towing services or are you customer service?
Customer service. Emergency Roadside.
Okay. And are you from customer service or what department are you from?
Customer service. We do dispatch for you all.
Okay. So you're not able to confirm when is the day that the customer used her service?
No, the only thing we're allowed to see is whatever it prompts us is that she can reach out to the insurance company for a reimbursement consideration. Whatever we do today will be an out-of-pocket expense.
Y'all need to get some new roadside assistance company, ma'am, not to be funny or nothing. Y'all need to get some new company. Because people shouldn't have to go through this just to get their keys unlocked out of their car. That's bad for business.
Usually, ma'am, there is a way for us to be able to go ahead and confirm when is the last or time that they used the service. I've talked to you guys before, and you guys have provided me that information.
Yeah, I've used them before, too, and the lady was able to tell me when's the last time that I used it, too. So I don't know what's different this time.
So I don't know if it's because she just reinstated her insurance today. I'm not sure, but you all should be able to tell her. We don't have that access.
We don't have the access to your guys' system, ma'am. That's why we don't know when was the last time they used it.
They don't have access to their own system. So what do we do in this situation? Because I don't have time to wait. My truck is parked, and I offer a position in my garage. My keys are in there. My purse is in there. Everything's in there, and I need it. So are we just going to keep going back and forth? Is the insurance company going to pay for it? Do I need to go get some new insurance? Let me know. Like, I don't got time to just be like,
So usually when you do a reinstatement, it normally takes at least 72 hours before it shows up in our system. That may be the issue. The only thing I can say is that we can do the service for you. It's just going to be an out-of-pocket expense. You can reach out to the insurance company for a reimbursement consideration, but that, as far as it goes, that's all we'll be able to do today.
So, lady from Fred Loya, what's your opinion? I just came and spent money there to pay my insurance, so now I have to come out of pocket again to pay for something that should be included in my insurance?
I mean, ma'am, if the policy just reinstated today, ma'am, they do have their basically, like she stated, 72 hours to be able to show.
Okay. When do I get my money back is what I want to know, because y'all ain't worth paying for it. You guys are worth the $70 that I paid to get my insurance, and that's it. Your company ain't worth nothing more. So when will I get my money back? If I pay for this whack-ass shit, I want to get my money. And when you guys reimburse me, since that's your job, I have my policy in effect, which means I should use my...
So basically, we wouldn't submit for the reimbursement, ma'am. It would be something that would be submitted to you guys, ma'am. from.
But what's the point of having insurance?
Motor club.
As me having roadside assistance. Because didn't you charge me for roadside assistance to have it? But I can't use it, correct? So do I get my money back for the roadside assistance that I can't use?
Right now, we're not able to go ahead and let you know if you're going to get your money back, ma'am. It's something that it has to be under review.
I don't want to pay it if I can't get my money back. So that's why I'm going to talk to you first. It's your job. I came in, I got my insurance reinstated, which means
okay,
I have
my
access.
Job is to go ahead and file claims, ma'am. I'm not able to go ahead and
when
disclose.
When I signed my
know,
policy today, that means, can you listen to me? When I signed my policy, that means I had roadside assistance, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So why can't I use it?
Because it's not showing in
can
the
Can I speak
system,
to your boss?
And it would show
Thank
within
you, love.
72 hours.
Because clearly you cannot help me. You didn't wait 72 hours to take my payment, and you didn't wait 72 hours to reinstate my policy. You reinstated it today. It got reinstated today, not at midnight. I don't wait till midnight. You reinstated it as of today, which means my roadside assistance is effective as of today. Because you didn't say, well, hey, ma'am, I just want to let you know that your roadside assistance won't be active for another 72 hours. Y'all didn't say that. You said everything was active and going. I paid, and that's what it was. Now, because this lady told you about 72 hours, now all of a sudden you want to say, well, oh, because of what she said. But that ain't what you were saying at first. At first you were saying that she should have had access to see when's last
Because I don't have access to her system, ma'am. I don't have access to her system. That's why. I cannot
okay,
tell
and
you
I
what
have insurance
gonna
with you guys,
do.
So you have to figure it out. You can't just be like, oh, well, ma'am, I know that you're active and that you have your roadside assistance, but because we're in a situation that I don't know of my own job, you just pay the money and just deal with it. That's not how life works. So can I speak to your boss? Or you
it's
can connect your boss on the line because I don't care about nothing
to.
That you have to say. You can put your boss on the line. Is what you can do because I'm not paying you every month for insurance.
I
to not be able to use my shit. I'm sorry.
I went ahead and listened to you, ma'am. But now can you go ahead and listen
can
to
me
so that I can
number,
explain
please?
To you?
Thank you. What's your boss's number?
Give me one moment, ma'am, okay?
Okay,
give me
you,
one
ma'am.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Hill, I do have to ask, are you going to go ahead and continue this service as a cash
I'm
call
do it.
Today?
How much is it?
I won't know.
I'm not paying no raggedy ass, no $80 who ain't worth it. So, how much is it? Can you let me know how much it's going
to
be?
So, I'm not sure how much it will be until I reach out to a provider for you and get a quote for you. But until then, I won't know.
Go ahead and reach out to them and you let me know and then I'll let you know. Oh, yeah. Fred Lloyd, you got some shit coming to their ass tomorrow.
And so you're just requesting a lockout service, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm sorry. This old raggedy-ass company. I'm sorry. It ain't got nothing to do with you, but Fred Lloyd raggedy as fuck. I swear to God, I hope they shit blow the fuck up. They raggy asses. I don't give a fuck if they Mexican or not. I got some Mexican friends that go in there and cut their ass out. You don't understand this shit that I got to say tomorrow.
And are the keys located in the trunk?
No, they're in my ignition.
Are there any broken keys?
No, I ain't nothing broken, honey.
Does the vehicle have power locks?
Yeah. I have a code on the outside of my trunk, but I just don't know what the hell the code is.
Oh, goodness. And you will be there when the provider arrives, correct?
Yeah, I'm not at home. I'm at another address.
Okay, I'll get it from you. Just a moment. And may I have the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
40 Street in Wordworth Circle North.
I'm sorry, you said 46?
4310.
4310?
Yeah, Word, W-O-R-D, W-O-R-T-H, Circle North.
You said Circle North?
Yeah.
And what was that city? Colorado Springs?
Yeah, 80916.
And this is a home. This is a home or residence address.
Yeah, house.
Okay. All right. So I was able to go ahead and get you mapped and located. I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to that provider for you, so I can come back to you with the quote. Just give me a few moments, okay?
Mm-hmm.